joining Gord Stellick and Matt Brown, Elliot Friedman of Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet. How are you, Freej?
Good, Gordo. I may be doing this while having a post-work beer. Just wanted to warn you.
Okay. No, that's
so lazy.
That's you deserve it. You've earned it of anybody over the last little while. You know what? Talk about the process. And did you have a gut feeling this would happen? And when did you finally learn this was going to happen?
Well, you know, I really thought, and I've been on record all year as saying, all things being equal, I thought John Tavares was going back to the Island. And I thought that all year. I thought it in the last few weeks. I know when they put, like, Lou Lamoriello, you know Lamoriello well. He's a very convincing guy. When they hired him and they had that first meeting with him and they put the full court press on, I thought it was going to be the Island. Even this week, I didn't want to vary off that. The first call I got that this might be different was on Friday. You know, I had a few guys just texting around, what do you think? I got a lot of Torontos. And I was like, really? And I started calling guys and asking, like, why are you thinking Toronto? And you know, I really believe the one thing I was wrong on, Gord, was I really thought last night it was between Toronto and San Jose. At the press conference today, he said it was Toronto and the Islanders, but I thought yesterday it was Toronto and San Jose. So, because I heard a rumor that San Jose offered 13 times 7, and that is a huge offer, and obviously more than he ended up signing for. And then everybody kind of went dark, and this morning, you know, people were telling me it's going to be Toronto. And I joked about it on the air, but it's not a joke. Like, I've made mistakes before. You didn't want to get this one wrong. And about 15 minutes before we confirmed it, I really believed it was going to happen. But you're sitting there and you're like, I got to make sure I know. I believed it. But then I didn't really know 100% until I sent the tweet out when I got the final confirmation. But I think I really believed this morning, Gord, that there was a really good chance that Toronto was going to get them.
Yeah, and Elliot, you were the guy that had it, and you are so in with all this. Going back 2 years, what do you think was the difference between this pitch with John Tavares that lands him and the Stamkos one that failed?
Well, I think there's some big differences. Number one, you know, Tampa Bay at the time, the 2 years before San Jose Stamkos signed, they were in the Stanley Cup final. And they went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final. Like, that's a hell of a team. And they keep building. Like, there's nothing that has happened in the 2 years since he signed that has made you believe they're any less of a contender. They're constantly going out to get good players. They convince good players to take less money. They're aggressive. It's a non-tax state. Like, all that stuff. You know, Stamkos, his heart was in Tampa. He never wanted to leave Tampa. And I think one of the things he was trying to do was could he see Yzerman? Yzerman offered 8.5, and could he budge, get him to budge from 8.5? And Yzerman held firm, but he was going back. You know, the Islanders, in his time there, you know, Tavares won one playoff series. There's the issue with the arena. They have new ownership now. New ownership that I think really wants to change the way the team is done. But, you know, I was in Vancouver after the trade deadline. We were doing a piece with Matt Barzal, and the Islanders played there and they lost in overtime. And if you just saw Tavares at the time, he didn't look like himself. He looked defeated. He looked down. He looked disappointed. And I just think that the Islanders, even with Lamoriello and Barry Trotz and Barzal and a really great draft. I think they had an excellent draft. And also the arena thing. They just, when you compare Stamkos' situation to Tavares, Matt, they didn't have all those things. And I think the hardest thing, though, was getting Tavares to decide he was going to leave New York. And now we know, based on his comments today, once he decided he was going to leave New York, he was coming to Toronto. And I think once he made that decision, he was gone. And I just don't think it was as hard for him. It was hard for him, no question. Like, it was hard, but it wasn't as hard as Stamkos' decision was.
Elliot Friedman joining Gord Stellick, Matt Brown on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So now, is your post-show libation with some of your colleagues at Sportsnet?
Yeah, I can tell you. We got Doug McLean here. We got Brian Burke here. We got Kipper here. We got John Shannon here. We got Chris Johnson here. And Garrett Hansford, who produced the show today. That's our group.
Okay, so of the group as well, you know, Kipper's one of them that they'll talk and think like a player about, oh, they can have deductions. There's no tax in that state. The notoriety of Toronto. All these other kinds of things we've heard in the past. Slice it, dice it, Elliot, and then you see the picture of John Tavares sleeping with maple leaf bed sheets and pillows all those years ago, and a guy saying, I want to be there. Okay, there's money, but I want to be there. I don't care about the tax rate. I don't care about the deductions. I don't care about the pressures. I'm a local kid, and I want to live my dream, and that's what Toronto Maple Leaf fans have been wondering and dying for someone to say for decades.
You know, Gord, there's nobody I know who knows the team, the city, and the organization more than you. You know, you and I, we both grew up here. We both went to high school here. You know, you were the GM here. You worked in hockey here. And you worked your way up in this organization. Nobody I know knows better than you this city and working and playing for the Maple Leafs and what it means. It's funny, you know, before the show started today, you know, I said to Brian Burke, I said, if I was a player good enough to make a decision, I would want this. I would want the opportunity to do it here because it hasn't been done a long time, and I would want that. And, you know, you guys will laugh at this. It's funny. Berkey says, well, you stunk as a player, I bet, so you'll never have that choice. And I laugh. It's true. I never would have. But if I could, like, I would want that. Like, but I understand that everybody is wired differently. Like PK Subban, he wants that. He wants that stage on the biggest stage. And I do think there's going to be moments where Tavares, you know, when they lose three games in a row, or it's requested, like he has to do another big scrum for the 14th straight day, he's going to look at it and say, oh my God, like, why did I do this? But As I believe in the positive side, I look at the reward as opposed to the other side. And I think at the end of the day, the one thing that the Maple Leafs said to Tavares is, if you come here, we're going to have a 7-year window between you and Matthews and Marner and whoever else is here, Nylander, we're going to have a 7-year window. And I think he bought that. I do think that was important. And I just think if you're from Toronto, there you can't help but think at some point the reward of being successful. If you win here, your life is set because Toronto will take care of you forever. And I do think on some level, Tavares has to know that and recognize that.
Well, Elliot, I appreciate your busy time, busy afternoon as is, and I know you're out enjoying with the gang. I think probably Doug's given a dissertation how great things were with the Florida Panthers in Columbus when he was running it. So we'll let you interject some common sense, and you can talk about memories of us playing touch football, volleyball, co-ed slow pitch, and all our other athletic prowess, okay?
All right, but before we go, first of all, both of you, Matt, Gordy, hope you guys had a great summer. And Gordy, we'll catch up for our annual summer get-together. But look at this game. McLean, Burke, Kiprios, Shannon, Johnston, which one of them pulls out their wallet here?
Not Shannon. Chris shouldn't have to.
Agree?
Yeah. Burke's pretty good.
Burke is pretty good.
Yeah.
Kipper's pretty good.
Kipper's a bit of an operator.
I think it's going to be Kiprios or Burke or myself. I would say that I probably would.
You're
too.
Good.
It's going to be one of the three of us.
Kipper would try to cut a contra deal with the establishment while you're there.
Yes, he would. For sure.
That's true. Garrett ran the show today, so I think he's going to pony up.
And you know what, Matt? Like, you know, we kill the producers all year, as you know. So at the end of the year, we like to take care of the producers because you guys have to clean up for us all the time.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
I think it's going to be me, Burke, or Kipper. I think that's what it's going to be.
Well, I'll put my money on Elliot.
I'll let you go. The perennial rookie dinner that Elliot has to keep paying for. Hey, thanks a lot, Elliot.
All right, guys. Have a great summer.
You too.